Police responded to calls about possible shooters at two Charlotte area malls on Saturday night. No one was hurt in either of the incidents, but these events follow in the wake of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, and have people feeling unsafe and even fearful in public places. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor reports.
Two incidents at Charlotte area malls led to lockdowns and police response on Saturday night. Charlotte police responded to a shots fired call at North Lake Mall. According to a CMPD statement, no one was injured, but shots were fired outside of the mall. A 17-year-old has been arrested and charged in connection with the incident. Mass panic ensued after false reports of a shooter in the Concord Mills Mall. According to Concord police, it was a false call. No shots were fired, no guns were found, and no one was injured. But videos on social media show shoppers running towards mall exits and taking cover. Tiara Anderson works at the Haagen-Dazs stand in the Concord Mills food court. She was working on Saturday night.
Out of nowhere, you hear screaming, and you see everybody just running over, like, chairs, like, moving tables around. It was just really, really scary.
Anderson says she hid behind the ice cream counter.
I was scared. I started crying. Like, I was really scared.
Anderson says this incident heightens the fear of public shooting she was already feeling following the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida that killed 17 people. A fear that mother of three, Kara McCracken, says she also feels.
It's scary anywhere you go nowadays. I have children. Do I bring my children out to the malls and things like that? No.
After hearing about Saturday night's incident, McCracken chose to leave her children at home with a babysitter, something she says she will continue to do.
I will pay a babysitter so I can go where I need to go, where I don't feel that my kids are safe.
Tony Tai brought his 2-year-old daughter, Rosie, with him to the mall. He says he doesn't let himself give in to fear, and with his concealed carry license, keeps his gun in his car.
If I'm going to go out with my daughter, we're both going to be safe.
Ty says having his weapon near and accessible helps him feel prepared for an active shooter situation. But should the situation actually arise, Ty says getting his gun from his car would not be his first priority. Instead, his first priority would be getting Rosie safely out of harm's way. Ty, like everyone else, just wants to feel safe. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.